to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We assumed all along that Governor Romney and the RNC would outraise us. The real new dynamic in this race is obviously the super PACs. And we have three or four Republican super PACs at any given time spending tens of millions of dollars aimed at the president. And so that's what's really new in this election cycle. Listen, money matters in politics. We're running a great campaign. We have millions of volunteers out there registering voters, donating $25 or $50. But you've got enough, you have to have enough money to run and win your campaign. And our big concern is these super PACs who are, you know, you've got a few very wealthy people lining up trying to purchase the White House for Mr. Romney. And we're going to have everybody out there who wants the president to continue in a second term have to step up here and help the campaign.
There's Obama strategist David Plouffe commenting on being beaten by the Romney campaign in both raising and spending money and how difficult that will be to overcome if it continues. The presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's John Scott on Fox talking to political analyst A.B. Stoddard about the latest polls, which, despite the jobs report, the Obamacare ruling and the economy, still show Romney and Obama pretty much in a virtual tie.
A brand new snapshot just out on the state of the race for the White House. According to a new Washington Post ABC News poll, President Obama and Governor Romney are deadlocked at 47% among registered voters. This after some very weak new jobs numbers, landmark Supreme Court decisions on health care and immigration, and millions spent on negative ads primarily. So where does the race go from here? I'm going to have to say that these numbers would seem to me to be sort of advantage Romney. I mean, he fought a bruising primary against the other Republican candidates in the spring. He has had less money to spend, and he doesn't have the power of incumbency, and yet he's tied with a sitting president in this latest poll.
Well, that's a good case to make. I think that President Obama, after a series of disappointing jobs reports and 8.2% unemployment that looks like experts tell us are not going to change between now and the election day, I just think that President Obama should probably be doing worse. And Republicans in the last 10 days have begun to say, at least privately, they think Romney should be doing better. It is the summer. People are not focused. Romney has lots of room to pull away, but he hasn't yet. And there's reasons for concern in those poll numbers.
You think that he should have closed the deal better with Republican voters or maybe voters overall?
Well, the problem for Mitt Romney right now is that these attacks on his record at Bain Capital and the attacks on private equity that were the subject of ads that the Obama campaign have run in these swing states are having a good effect for the president. So you see independent voters in the states that matter tending to tilt towards the president now and away from Mitt Romney, and it's raising Mitt Romney's negatives in the key battleground states. Those are the states where Mitt Romney needs to win. If he's going to be a winner, he's going to tip the balance of the margins in those battleground states, and he's going to do so with independent voters. He has to overcome those high negatives, and he has to change the minds of people in Nevada, Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, and Florida, or he's not going to be able to best the president. It will be a turnout operation. I think Mitt Romney will have the wind at his back with turnout. A lot of people want to defeat the president, but it's those undecided voters, and there are not many of them left, who he has to convince is the right person to be the steward of the economy. And right now, those attacks on his sort of his one number one asset, the issue of the economy, are taking an effect that has been detrimental to him in the places where it matters.
Well, let's take a look at that, digging a little deeper into these poll numbers. Voters were asked, regardless of who you support, which candidate do you trust to do a better job in handling the economy? There's President Obama at 44%. Governor Romney comes in at 49%. Again, this is that Washington Post ABC poll. And then asked, regardless of who you may support, who do you think seems like a more friendly and likable person? The president way out in front, 63-27 for Romney. And who has a clearer plan for dealing with the economic situation? President, this one a bit closer, the president at 43%, Mitt Romney at 38%. Does that suggest that 59-point plan of Mitt Romney's hasn't really caught fire with the voters, A.B.?
I would argue that you know, you've seen Mitt Romney continuously criticize the president's record on the economy, but he does have a 59-point plan, and there are specifics in there, and he needs to run on his own agenda to convince Americans that a year from now, if he was president, the economy would be better, and here is how, and here's why. And I think that he hasn't done a good job controlling the narrative of his own vision for the country, and that is going to help him on that number one issue that matters.
Up next, more on the latest poll numbers, plus a look at Ron Paul's impact on the race. We'll have it for you next here on the Talk Radio Review.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. Now 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Talk radio in the foreground. Let's get back to the presidential race. Here's Talko Steve McIntosh with ABC's Ann Compton. She breaks down the latest polls, which seem to suggest that voters still aren't very excited about either of the candidates.
ABC has a new poll out, presidential poll out this morning. Ann, what does it say?
This is the horse race. You and I talk about a lot of polls on issues and preferences. This is the honest-to-gosh horse race, a snapshot of where the candidates are now. And neither candidate's going to be able to take a lot of comfort from it. It's neck and neck. Not only are President Obama and Governor Romney tied at 47% each, they have been within the margin of error of each other since April a year ago, Steve.
Wow. What can we conclude? America really hasn't made up its mind yet.
Well, I think they have made up their mind weekly, and that's W-E-A-K-L-E-Y. For instance, look at this. Job performance. President Obama still gets negative marks, more disapprove than approve of the job he's done on the economy or health care. For Governor Romney, he is not distinctly not as, quote, likable as President Obama, just on a personal basis. So both of them have that to deal with. When you look at where the people do come down positively in this poll, those who are focused on what's happened in the last 4 years, is this a referendum on President Obama, those people tend to support Governor Romney. If it's people focused on, let's see what we can do in the next 4 years, those people seem to support President Obama.
It always seems to me, Ann, in any presidential race, the toughest part is to find the candidate who really can express adequately a vision for the next 3 or 4 years. Vision is tough.
And that is particularly tough when you look at my favorite statistic, and you and I have talked about this before. 67% say the country's on the wrong track. If you are running for re-election and you've been driving the engine, that's not a good figure.
And the unemployment rate hovers still over 8%. That's a killer, isn't it?
And do you know, last January and February, the White House economist told President Obama it's not going to come down below 8% this entire year.
Wow. 47% each, Romney and Obama in that poll out this morning from ABC News. So, yeah, they've been neck and neck for months. And I don't know if there's going to be any big event that'll decide this thing and get people off the middle. I don't know. You've got the core on one side, the core on the other side, and the great number in the middle that we just have to wait and see how it goes.
Talk man Brian Wilson with political strategist Bob Wenzel. They talk about Ron Paul and what's going on with him.
I think we can look at what Ron Paul did and see it was, at the very least, it was certainly educational. It certainly was right. A consciousness-raising debate, for want of a better term. It didn't really debate anything, but he, you know, the more he got an opportunity to speak, which was way more than he got in 2008, it was easy to see how a lot of his ideas started to have some real traction. Auditing the Fed, getting disengaged from these interventionist wars. In fact, I got a note from a listener over the weekend noting the fighting men who had been killed in the latest bombings over in Afghanistan, and the question, what the hell are we doing there? Why are we there?
Yeah, exactly. The Ron Paul message, I mean, in seeing emails that come to me, in talking to people who read my site and things like that, I mean, it's clear a lot of these people have just become aware of the libertarian movement over the last year and a half since Ron Paul started his presidential campaign this round. I mean, he's done a tremendous amount in advancing liberty that way.
It appears that, you know, that we have a paradigm, the political paradigm, for want of a better term, in this country. And within that paradigm, there is a narrative. And that narrative tends to incorporate a lot of the same words and phrases and cliches and ideas and so on that have been around for and ever, ever, and amen. And people are, they may be dissatisfied, but they are accustomed to the vocabulary and the semantics of that narrative. Now, a libertarian comes along, a Ron Paul comes along, and starts speaking in terms of freedom and liberty, and as attractive as those are supposed to be, those qualities, and you know, to every American, they are attacked and belittled and derided because they contradict the narrative that everyone has gotten comfortable with.
Very true. I mean, it's a case where the majority of people don't seem to understand what freedom really means. I mean, they'll talk about freedom of speech, but then they'll argue or set the argument that we shouldn't let Muslims have free speech for something. Well, it's easy to give, you know, freedom of speech to someone who's singing to the choir and talking to the mainstream, but where you really have to have freedom of speech, for example, is on the extremes, and that's the only way you're going to get new ideas and creativity out, and because of that, you're also going to get, you know, some nut jobs on those extremes, but that's the price you pay for real freedom. And people don't get that.
All right, let's turn our attention to the plan to extend the Bush tax cuts by this president. It's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com.
Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the talk media. We're talking about what they're talking about in summary fashion. The Obama announcement to extend the Bush tax cuts has a lot of people like Host Elizabeth Hess talking. Here she has Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois talking about his reasons for supporting the president's plan.
President Obama looking for middle-class tax cuts. The Republicans definitely won't vote anywhere in favor of those. Tell us about where you stand on this.
I support the president's position, and here's what he said. 98% of taxpayers across America should be protected from a tax increase at the end of the year. That's going to happen unless we do something. And I think he's right. It's only fair because working families and middle-income families are struggling to get by. They don't need a tax increase. And secondly, we do have a deficit situation, and the top 2% of earners, those who make over $250,000 a year, not unreasonable to ask them to pay a little bit more to help us bring down this deficit as we cut spending and move in other areas.
And the president is talking about the fact that it's sort of restoring the levels that we had when President Clinton was in power. And he talks about how the economy was booming then and jobs were, and that will all sort of cyclically help improve job building.
Well, I think it'll help in this respect. 97% of small businesses will see no tax increase from President Obama's proposal yesterday. That means only 3% will. Those are in the highest income categories. These are the folks that create the jobs, so 97% of them are protected. We also have to be real honest about this. The deficit situation out here is going to require spending cuts. We've started down that road. We need to do more, but it also requires new revenue. And if we can't turn to the wealthiest people in America and ask them to pay a little bit more as part of this package, we're never going to responsibly deal with the deficit.
Host Denny Schaefer with Senator David Vitter of Louisiana, who says this plan from Obama is nothing but a way to try to buy votes.
President Obama wants to let the Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthiest expire. You've been very critical of that. Here's my question to you.
Sure.
I'm one of those 250,000 or less. I'm a middle classer. As a matter of fact, I'm nowhere near 250. Tell me, sir, that I can feel confident that next year I'm not going to be paying more in income tax.
Well, first of all, you're already being hit, and I'm already being hit, and certainly I'm under 250,000. We're already being hit with significant tax increases under this president, including under Obamacare. So his pledge has been broken multiple times. That's been well documented. But the second thing I would say is, I don't know if you noticed, but his pledge to continue the rates for folks under that amount is for 1 year. So he said, we want to continue those rates for 1 year. What does that suggest is going to happen in a year? To me, what it sure as heck suggests is a tax increase. Otherwise, why wouldn't he say, let's make it permanent, let's give everybody complete safety and security?
Which shows you he's not really serious about giving people any kind of tax break. He wants to tax as much as he can for as long as he can. And this isn't really a surprise in any way. But let me ask you this. Let me just give you a hypothetical. Let's say, and it's not likely to happen, but let's say a bill it gets to the Senate that says the wealthiest are going to be taxed more. Middle-income people like me are going to continue for another year, like you just said. How does Senator David Vitter vote on that piece of legislation?
Well, if the line is where he's talking about drawing it, I'm going to definitely vote no, because it's going to hurt the economy. And in hurting the economy, it's not just going to hurt the wealthy, it's going to hurt everybody, particularly those folks looking for a job. To talk about the wealthy is very misleading in my opinion, because that includes a whole lot of small businesses that file their tax returns through the personal rates. So a whole lot of small businesses are in that top individual bracket that are going to be hit hard. And growing those businesses is absolutely key to getting out of this horrible, horrible economy.
All right, so Obama, Obama, and more Obama, including Obamacare, next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry, calm. Here he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, Doug Steffen back again to the review of the hot hits. Here's the host Mitch Henk and Robin Colbert talking to former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, he's a candidate there for Senator at the moment, about the Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare, but they don't seem to have a plan that makes any sense, is ready to go.
The Republicans keep talking about repealing Obamacare, but they need their own plan, do they not, Governor? And what is
yours? They do. All my opponents are talking about repealing, which I am as well. But then you got to be able to rebuild it. And who better than myself, who spent his whole adult life in health care, be able to rebuild a health care system that's affordable and accessible, and one in which is going to allow for market-based reforms, and one that's going to be competitive and hold down the price of health care. I've got a plan, the only one that has a plan out there, and one that will actually work to make everybody feel better about their health care system.
Do you have a plan to subsidize the high-risk people, the people that can't really get now affordable coverage if they have pre-existing conditions under a different kind of Republican reform alternative?
Well, you're going to have Medicaid, but what I would do is I'd block grant the Medicaid dollars back to the state, and to allow the states like Scott Walker and other governors across America, which I did when I was governor, be able to develop a system that works for your particular state. For low-income individuals that need it, you need to have the state have the controlling interest and controlling opportunities to do it. And the federal government would block grant the money that they're now paying for Medicaid and put it in instead of demanding that this particular procedure, that particular coverage is in. It should be left up to states. States are different. People are different. Groups are different. And it should be left up to the discretion of the state and the legislature to be able to develop the best program possible for individuals that need help from the state government and the federal government.
Is this whole health care issue basically the big game changer as, you know, you try to emerge the winner in the primary against three other Republicans in the race? Is this the main topic that you're hearing from constituents they're revved up about?
They're really concerned about Obamacare. They're afraid of, you know, which I am as well, and everybody should be, the federal government taking over more and more of health care. And, of course, Democrats want to do that. And my opponent on the Democrat side definitely would go further than even Obamacare. I want to be able to repeal Obamacare because we got to get back to where the federal government is not dictating health care policy for every American and get back to allowing states to have a lot more discretion and involvement. But the federal government should set up the parameters, not for Medicaid, but for the individual overall program, so it's more transparent, more competitive, and that you have complete control over your medical records, as well as your control over your individual doctor and hospital.
Talk host John Williams with Rex Hupke from the Chicago Tribune about the debate over the mandate in the president's health care plan.
Rex Hupke from the Chicago Tribune wrote on page 2 today, mandate debate isn't just what the doctor ordered. Explain this whole, before you give me any opinion on this or nuanced view, explain to me what we're talking about.
We're talking about the debate that's gone on since the Supreme Court declared that Obamacare, as it's known, is constitutional. The debate has been whether it is a tax or not. Obama says it's a penalty. It's a fine. If you don't have health insurance under this plan, you'll get fined.
Well, when he used to talk about it, he would say it's not a tax. This would not mean a tax.
Yeah, he said very emphatically. There was a well-known interview with, I believe, George Stephanopoulos, where he said absolutely not a tax.
Okay, so not a tax. But then when they go to argue on behalf of it before the Supreme Court, what did they call it?
They called it a penalty at one point, and then a tax at another point.
Yeah.
And in fact, at one point, one of the justices said, wait a minute, you're arguing today that it's a penalty, and tomorrow you're going to come in and argue that it's a tax.
I don't think it was a slip, though, that they did that. I mean, didn't that then give them two opportunities for the Supreme Court to return a favorable verdict?
Exactly. Yeah, they presented it two different ways, essentially.
So if it doesn't fall as a mandate under the Commerce Clause, maybe it is something the IRS and Congress can manage as a tax.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty much it seemed kind of strategic, really.
Sure, strategic before the Supreme Court, but if that's going to hit the fan, if in fact they rule in favor of it as a tax, which is essentially what John Roberts said, right?
Right.
Okay, so then what happens?
Then Obama and the Democrats say it's not a tax. But then where I think it really gets entertaining is the fact that you have Mitt Romney as the Republican standard bearer right now, who has his own health care background from Massachusetts.
Sure.
Pretty much exactly the same law, I mean, for all intents and purposes, except his was on a state level. And he always referred to his mandate as a penalty, although there are instances which many journalists have dug up now where he did, in fact, call it a tax.
The latest on Eric Holder, speaking of old news, and the recently unsealed indictments in Operation Fast and Furious, next on the countdown. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie.
I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Gold Bond. It's
the worst. The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
The Talk Radio Review. Here we get to Eric Holder and the Fast and Furious indictments from Fox. Here's Mike Huckabee talking about the criticism from some that the contempt of Congress vote against Attorney General Holder was racially or politically motivated.
Look, after the House of Representatives voted to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress for failing to honor a subpoena for documents related to the taxpayer-funded gun-running operation that resulted in the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol officer, Holder and some members of Congress insinuated that the vote was based on Holder being the first African-American to serve as Attorney General. Now, this was not a strict partisan vote. 17 Democrats joined in the vote for the contempt charge. Saying that it was about race and not about the fact that your tax dollars bought guns that ended up in the hands of Mexican drug cartels and ultimately were used to murder 300 Mexicans and an American law enforcement officer is an insult, not just to Brian Terry, the murdered officer, but an insult to African Americans everywhere. Look, I grew up in a Jim Crow-dominated South. I know what racism looks like. I also fought against it my entire adult life, having appointed more people of color to key positions in the government than any other governor in my state's history, and having received over 48% of the African-American vote, unheard of for a Republican. I take a backseat to no one in fighting the evils of bigotry. But it's not just disappointing. It's disgusting to hear the Attorney General and members of Congress hide behind charges of racism instead of answering legitimate questions as to why Brian Terry is dead and who's responsible for it. It insults the true achievements of African Americans who've accomplished great things, not because they were artificially propped up or protected by race preferences, but because they were genuinely the best at what they did. Now, there is still some racism in this country, I know that, but that's not the reason Eric Holder is in trouble. And it's condescending and contemptuous of every taxpayer to think that wanting answers to a botched government operation and the resulting lies and cover-ups is about race. Because if we can't question the competence of elected or appointed government officials who are supposed to be accountable to the taxpayers, if in fact they're people of color, then they shouldn't take the jobs. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. His dream was that people would be neither judged or excused by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Claiming racism because a bipartisan vote in Congress asked for answers from the highest law enforcement officer in the nation is absurd. Equality means people are treated without regard to their color, not treated better or worse because of it. When white kids don't get prosecuted to the extent that black kids do for an identical drug crime, that's racism. But when we ask an attorney general to follow the law, it's not about his color. It's about his compliance with the law.
Here's host Bill Handel with a focus on the Justice Department indictments in the murder of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry.
The department, when it unsealed the document, also announced a reward of up to $1 million for information leading to the arrest of four suspects still at large. And this all had to do amongst this debate, which is getting more and more intense, over the Justice Department's fast and furious anti-gun running operation didn't work so well. Two of the weapons linked to the shooting of Terry made it into criminal hands as a result of that operation, and that operation sought to track smuggled guns to drug cartel kingpins. Here is my question, and that is, I guess this is the argument. Because those guns made it into the bad guy's hands, that's why Brian Terry was killed. As if they wouldn't have used other weapons. That somehow this was the linchpin. This was the direct connection. But for, I love that. There's a whole world of but for in the law. But for these guns being in the hands of the bad guys, Brian Terry would still be walking alive today. And I have some pretty serious doubts about that. And then you have a dispute between Congress, its investigators, and the Justice Department over the fast and furious documents, which led to Attorney General Eric Holder being held in contempt of Congress last month for the first time in the history of the United States. Now, it's totally symbolic because now what does it do? When Congress issues a contempt of Congress citation, it can go out and have people arrested. Problem is, who do you think does the arresting? The Attorney General. And trust me, the Attorney General is not going to arrest himself. So this turned out to be merely symbolism. But important symbolism. Now, the other bit of news that is kind of important to the story is that federal officials revealed that Terry and the squad of federal agents, when they encountered these bad guys, initially fired bean bags, non-lethal weapons. They didn't know what was going on. So they fired the non-lethal weapons, which were returned instantly by lethal fire. Matter of fact, it was a heavily armed drug cartel, and it was in the mountains south of Tucson. It was Arizona, not Texas. And it turns out that Agent Terry and his Border Patrol team were trying to intercept these five guys who had crossed into the U.S. from Mexico illegally. They had tripped electronic sensors planted in the desert and had no idea who they were other than they had crossed the border illegally. So the federal agents confront them. They open fire with beanbags. There was some kind of an altercation at this point. It had not been a firefight, so the agents aren't going to start a firefight unless weapons are produced. Well, the weapons are produced. The bandits return fire. Agent Terry is killed. One of the bandits shot in the foot, taken into custody. The other four escaped while the agents were now paying attention to Terry, who was on the ground and mortally wounded.
Radio man Garrett Lewis with Brian Terry's cousin, Robert Heyer. They talk about the indictments that are being released 18 months after his cousin was killed.
I don't know if you want to be critical of the government or not, but, and I'd like to get your take on what you thought of the press conference. Again, I'm very skeptical considering they won't say where these bad guys are, and I think it's just the Attorney General Holder and even the president trying to save face and trying to look good as if they're trying to do something about this Fast and Furious when their fingerprints are all over it.
Well, it's hard to be critical of our justice system moving forward in this respect. And, you know, this is a multifaceted inquiry that's been taking place. Number one, and it always has been number one for the Terry family, is the successful arrest and prosecution of all the individuals that were involved in the firefight that resulted in Brian's murder. These four individuals that were announced yesterday have been known to the government for a while. The indictment that was released was filed in U.S. court back in November. So this has been pending, and we're just happy to see action being taken, that these individuals' names and information is getting out to the American and Mexican public, and the reward money as well is hopefully going to result in some tips that are going to lead to the location and arrest of these guys.
We'll pause now, and when we come back, we'll shift the focus to the recent heat wave and the resurgence of discussion over global warming. So stick around for that here on Our Countdown.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Daily Countdown of what's going on. Talk radio, talk television. Here's host Rob Johnson talking to a caller about how back in the 70s, scientists were issuing dire warnings about global cooling and how pollution was going to trigger the next ice age.
Hey, Don.
We were in our fourth year of living in Tampa. We'd moved down from Indiana. So we had seen some snow, but my mom had woke up early to go to work. It was still dark out, but she woke me and my older sister up on January 19th, 1977 in Tampa to about a quarter to a half an inch of snow on the ground.
In Tampa?
In Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
And you can look, there's pictures. It was the thickest on the windshields of the cars. And I remember me and my sister were out there making snowballs across the street at one of the cars, and the lady came out, she said, leave that snow alone. That's for my kids because they had never seen snow before. But back in the 70s, you were always hearing about how the Orange Grove farmers were so worried about their crops being frozen.
Yes.
And on the news, all you saw was smudge pots being lit up in the groves and stuff because, you know, the ice and everything would damage the crops. So
right, right.
It is funny how back then it was the coming ice age, and now it's, the coming hell.
Even the president's own science advisor, John Holdren, back in the 70s, was saying that there is going to be global cooling that's going to devastate the planet. And he wanted government intervention back at that time. He wanted bigger government to combat the coming climate change, which was global cooling. I have an article here from 1976, February 23rd, 1976, and this is an AP article by Thomas O'Toole, was the name of the reporter. And the article is about how NASA needs to adjust their efforts in space to find some way to more accurately monitor climate change. That NASA and scientists there were saying that we are having climate change and it needs to be examined. Let me read you a paragraph from this. Experts have warned that pollution could cause global temperatures to drop. Now, the NASA scientists were saying this. The NASA report, continuing reading from this article, 1976, estimated that even a 1 degree cooling of the Earth's annual temperature would mean the loss of $1 billion in wheat and rice production, a $1.4 billion loss in the fish catch, a $2.2 billion loss in timber and fiber output from around the globe. And it went on and on and on talking about the dangers of global cooling back in the 70s. Now, these same scientists, John Holdren, one, NASA scientists as well, are saying it's global warming that's going to kill us all.
Meteorologist Tom Skilling talks to host Gary Meyer about the next heat wave. It's on the way. Chicago has set a string of high temperature records this year.
You know, we're going for the record on this year. We've got another heat wave next week coming up.
Where is the record right now?
Well, we're 24 90s. We never had that many ever in 142 years of records. The month is running off the charts at 12 degrees above normal. That's 6 degrees warmer than July last year. And last year, July was warm. So, you marvel at this, the extent and breadth of this heat. It's truly amazing. And as I say, it looks like it's coming back again. In fact, we'll be flirting with 90 later in the week. But this moisture situation is bad. You probably noticed just in the week you've been gone, Gary. Everything's turned brown.
Out in Pennsylvania was burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
Everything here is burnt. These farmers are now looking at whatever crops they have and thinking, we're in a very small window now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where this either is...
This is pollination, the pollination period now. It's got to rain, and we got to get rain or the yields go way down. But to hear that you of all people, went inside.
That's how bad it is.
Gee.
In the old days, we would blame the Russians for this.
Yeah.
Who do we blame now?
I don't know.
Who is in charge of this nonsense?
I don't know.
I don't call it all nonsense. I still like it, but this is pretty oppressive.
It is.
I mean, really, when you can't, there's something about this deal where you can't breathe that makes it dangerous. I guess several people died over the...
Oh, my word, yes. And we'll, by the way, that number, if history's any indication, is only the beginning. I mean, because often these heat wave deaths can occur up to a month or more beyond the point of the heat wave. We found that in 1995. And we wound up with 739 deaths. In Europe, they lost 50,000 people during the heat wave in 2003. And in Russia, 2 years ago, they lost 55,000 people, 11,000 in Moscow alone, in the heat that occurred in that particular heat wave.
As the hour comes to a close and you want to find out more about the items we're discussing here, please feel free to go to the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.